Welcome to Maseches Kilayim, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Tes, Chapter 1, Mishnah 9. The Mishnah begins, HaToimein, somebody who buries or covers an earth, lefes, turnips, so a bunch of lefes, a bunch of turnips, utznaides, a bunch of radishes, tachas hagefen, and he does it in ground that's beneath a vineyard, or really anything else, but that's what the Mishnah says. Imhayu mixas al, the problem is maybe it's considered like Kilayim. So the Mishnah says, Imhayu mixas al, if part of the leaves of the vegetable Migulin were above ground level, so you can see them. It's not a problem. We don't say it's like kalim because it's not considered planted. It's also not an issue to do that during Shemitah, even though it's prohibited to plant. A person doesn't have to maser now. If, let's say, it grows a little bit more, it expands, they don't have to separate maser. And it's permissible on Shabbos to pull them out. One grabs the leaves and one pulls them out of the ground on Shabbos. And that's not a problem. That's not considered like somebody who is harvesting or someone that's picking, which is a prohibited action on Shabbos. Says in Mishnah, Hazareya chita usa'ira ke'achas. If a person plants a barley seeds and sa'ira seeds, wheat seeds together, so wheat and barley seeds at once, hareza kilayim, that's considered kilayim. Torah says, sadcha le'sizra kilayim, not to plant your field kilayim. And this fellow has done it. Rabbi Huda says, ain't a kilayim. Planting just two things, wheat and barley together, is not kalayim. You have to have two kernels of wheat and one barley. Or one kernel of wheat and two of barley. Or a kernel of wheat, a kernel of barley, and a kernel of spelt. Because those two are considered min echa. Two of them are considered one min. So it comes out you have two of one min, one species, and one of another min. Why is that? Because Rabbi Huda holds that the Torah says a sadcha le'sizra kilayim. You cannot plant your existing field with kilayim. If there's nothing planted in the field, it's not considered a field. Therefore, you have to have at least something planted there. So if you have two from one species and one from the other species, that's already considered like a sada. Two is considered like a field that's been planted. And now when you add the third one, that's considered kilayim. However, according to the Tanakhama, according to the Chachamim, no. As long as you have two seeds that are different species, a barley and a wheat, that will be considered kilayim. Let's see Mishnah Aleph, Mishnah 1 in Perek Beis, in chapter 2. Says the Mishnah, Kol se'ah, if you have a se'ah, a measurement of seeds, sheyesh b'roiva, that has a quarter mimin acher, of another type of seed. So for example, you have 3/4 wheat and 1/4 barley. A se'ah, by the way, is 6 kav. So it comes out that 1/4 of a kav is 1/24 of a saw. In that situation, it is prohibited to plant it. And let's say you did, you might. You have to somehow minimize that equation. So either you add more of the 3/4, or you're mimayit, you take out some of the quarter. Rabbi Yossi says, once you've already done it, yavar, you have to pick out the minority seed, the 24%, and halacha is in that situation, it would be permitted. Whether the quarter of the kav, which is one type, or whether it's two, halacha is you have to be mimayit, you have to minimize it. They didn't say you have to minimize it. If let's say the quarter of the kav is one type, but if you have two things that are a quarter of a kav, so let's say you have 3/4 wheat, and then you have within the other quarter you have barley and you have oats. Let's just say so those are considered kilayim. In that situation, it would not be considered kilayim. Hacham say, kol shu kilayim b'sam etzdarf l'roiva. Anything that's in that quarter that potentially could be considered kilayim with the 3/4, that's a problem, that's an issue, and you have to be memayit, you have to minimize it. I'm wishing you a fantastic day and a beautiful yontif.